WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Novelist Thomas Kelly has been a Teamster and a political advance man for the New York City Mayor's Office. His debut 1997 novel, Payback, drew on those experiences and took readers into the sometimes explosive world of New York City labor unions. David Mamet has written a screenplay for a film version of Payback. Kelly's new novel, The Rackets, takes readers back for another insider's tour of New York City. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
New York City, as its poet laureate Walt Whitman sort of said, contains multitudes, so many layers of history and ethnic groups and neighborhoods that even though it may be the most written about city in the history of the world, there's still plenty of local lore that slipped through its sidewalk cracks. That's the most distinctive aspect of Thomas Kelly's latest novel, The Rackets. It's set in Inwood, the neighborhood at the very northernmost tip of Manhattan Island. So far up, it's an afterthought to most descriptions of the city. Until a few decades ago, Inwood was a solidly Irish working-class neighborhood. Now, it's largely populated by Dominican immigrants. For what it's worth, I have some passing knowledge of the place. An old friend of mine grew up there. Her father owned one of the once ubiquitous Irish bars, and I went to college nearby, at Fordham, where Kelly himself graduated. I might well know Kelly himself. Practically every other guy at that Jesuit college had a name like Thomas Kelly. I think, in this New York noir, my fellow Fordham alum deftly captures the cloistered mood of Inwood, imposed by its geography and by decades of Irish-American insularity. He mournfully describes its once grand apartment buildings, constructed in the boom of the 1920s, now deteriorated, as one of his characters observes, into overworked tenements and airless elder hostels for longtime residents of the area. He escorts readers into its die-hard bars and up to the rocky outcroppings of its dusty parks, where revolutionary soldiers once fired cannon down on the British and drug dealers now hold sway. Reading The Rackets is like going on a pilgrimage to the old neighborhood just before the wrecking ball hits. On the dangerous walking tour Kelly conducts, sentimentality vies with streetwise instincts of self-preservation. Kelly's plot gathers suspense as it goes along, so that by the last 50 or so staccato pages, what at first seems like an atmospheric but workmanlike plot about union corruption and FBI and police department dirty tricks transforms into a doomsday vision of block-by-block citywide warfare in which allegiances keep shifting. The bloodied but unbowed hero of this story is Jimmy Dolan, an Inwood boy made good. Jimmy put himself through college working construction, then eventually landed a job as a political advance man for a Rudolph Giuliani-type mayor. But when Frank Keefe, a thuggish Teamster local president who's locked in an election battle with Jimmy's father, shows up at a reception at City Hall, Jimmy's old street fighter temper bursts through his expensive suit. Under provocation, he shoves Keefe onto his fanny. That fateful push makes the front pages of the New York tabloids, costs Jimmy his job, and sends him on a downward class spiral back to Inwood. Soon enough, Jimmy is back working construction, and along with his old man, dodging the combined extermination efforts of Keefe's goons, the Russian mob, and the last flailing vestiges of the mafia. After one of Kelly's many, many plot twists, which I won't divulge, Jimmy himself becomes the reform presidential candidate for his Teamster local. A seasoned union official gives him this advice about how to write a campaign letter to distribute to the rank and file. Don't be showing off your college skills. Keep it simple. The members ain't interested in your pretty prose. Kelly himself seems to have internalized similar advice in writing The Rackets. Some of the characters and situations here are schematic, and cliché phrases abound. I heard so many pugnacious characters described as thickly muscled, I felt like decking somebody myself. But just when the writing style of the rackets seems stuck on autopilot, Kelly slips in some quick description or dialogue that startles because it's so real. Like when a former resident of Inwood returns for a funeral and laments, "You can't even buy a mask card at the bars anymore." Or when Jimmy, fresh off a construction site, tells a snooty Manhattan doorman, "Hey, I work for a living. Sometimes that puts you near dirt." The Rackets is a tough New York story. Like the city itself, it boasts plenty of blind alleys full of surprises amidst its wide, well-traveled boulevards.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Rackets by Thomas Kelly.